Hello and welcome back to In-Depth PSA program on Lotus Radio. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen, and my second guest today, or second interview, I should say, is Amanda Coulson with the Reno Irish Dance Company. You're the artistic director, are you not?
The artistic director and also chief cook and bottle washer sometimes, but that's what an artistic director does.
And I thought it was really funny. I said, oh, try not to move your head when you're speaking into the mic, and you are a dancer, so it's kind of hard not to move around, right?
So I'm keeping my head still, but my body is moving right now.
So Reno Irish Dance Company, I just want a little bit of background before we talk about your upcoming amazing performance that
okay,
is planned.
Yeah.
Well, how long did you came up with this? Was this, were you the originator of?
At the Reno Irish Dance Company?
Yeah.
It was actually when Michael Flatley came out with Riverdance in 96.
Oh, really?
And I had just opened my dance studio, Dance and Performing Arts Center, you know, the one up on Skyline.
Oh, okay.
That was 96. And then so because I was an Irish dancer as a kid, and I was as a champion in Australia. Everybody said, "Hey, why don't you teach this Irish dance that Michael Flatley is doing?"
Yeah,
and
it was so in at the time, wasn't it?
It was so in. I mean, the class, the lines for our classes were out the door.
I imagine.
Was amazing. It was so much fun. And then I had to go back and restudy all Irish up to date techniques and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But because of my background is in musical theater and in a lot of production style shows like extravaganzas, like we had here, Hello Hollywood, and you know, those kind of productions that are phenomenal, I could really understand the essence of what Flatley did.
Yeah.
With the production, taking the Irish and what you
taking
see,
it to the next level.
Yeah. And what you see in our show and in Riverdance and Lord of the and all those shows that Flatley did is you're seeing performance Irish, not so much the strict competitive Irish dancing where they can't move their heads.
Right.
You know, they cut a turn.
It's all in the legs
moving.
And the hips.
Yeah, and there's absolutely no facial expression.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an energy, you know, you can see on a good dancer. And we have a couple of international champions coming in. They fly in Monday night.
Oh, okay.
They already have, you know, video of choreography that they're doing, et cetera, and they're pros. They're
for
phenomenal.
Sure.
The guy, Rory Patrick, who's coming in for Sayamsa, is from Newcastle in England, and the girl is from Texas, but they're international champions. They're just fantastic.
So you got a great array of talent coming up for your next show, which is, it is Sayamsa or Shimsa?
Well,
I know it's a Gaelic thing.
Actually, I think if you coordinate both of them, it would be Shiamsa.
Shiamsa.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
cool.
We just
but
say
it's a
Sayamsa,
Celtic Christmas.
A Celtic Christmas.
Which is, I mean, honestly, it really goes hand in hand with Christmas.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Anytime I see some Irish dancing, it just really,
Well, the traditions are hysterical. I mean, they're really, really funny. And I grew up with them in Australia because everything there, you know, there was so much Irish and Scottish influence in Australia.
Right.
And it was just a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my ancestries are Scottish and Irish and English.
I have a little bit of that myself.
Yeah, I think most of us are kind of like mutts, you know.
Anyways, totally.
Totally.
That's how I prefer
what
it,
are
though.
You? Yeah, I'm a mutt.
Let's have a mix of everything. Why not?
But I was fascinated by that, where, you know, like, why do they say this? Why do they say that? Yeah. Funny stuff. And you're going, you kind of like roll your eyes and go, wow, okay, you know, whatever it is. But it's tradition.
Yeah.
And that's what the show is all about.
It's definitely.
But it's about two young sisters who search for the true meaning of Christmas. They're orphaned.
Oh, okay.
And they...
I didn't even know there was a plot to this whole thing. Is there like an actual storyline?
Well,
story
originally it started as a variety show, and then I got bored back about 10 years ago. And I wrote some of the music in there, and the theme song, which is actually called Just Believe, is a beautiful lyrics, if I say so myself. But it really means a lot to me, and it over the last couple of years, as we have presented the storyline, and it's been tweaked and forming over these years. So I would like to say to the audience, if they have not seen it recently, go and see it.
Definitely. Even if you have.
Oh, my gosh.
Make it a tradition of your own.
Right. We are so excited about it this year because we've been able to really pinpoint through with the storyline and getting the storyline across. And And it's about these two young sisters who's searching for the true meaning of Christmas. And in Act One, they go from village to village to village. And let me tell you, it's quirky. Huh. Great, great dancing and singing. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's really a little nuts. And it's representing the quirky customs and traditions of the Celts.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, they're kind of a quirky people, the Scottish and the Irish.
Yeah. But when you,
in the best way, obviously.
Yeah. In the best way. And it's funny. I mean, it's always a
hoot. This sounds like a wonderful, just a family outing.
Yes,
like this is a really good way to get the holiday started.
Yes. Yes.
And
it,
by the way, I want to get the date and the time and everything. December 7th is going to be, it's a one night only thing.
One night only. Yeah.
At the Grand Sierra Resort, no less, which is huge.
The new stage or the new auditorium or the new audience theater.
Newly refurbished and
multi-million dollar. It is so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, next year, a lot of the Hello Hollywood, Hello Gang, we're doing a reunion, 40-year reunion.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And we're going to do that next year. And as I'm there working with, you know, these weeks that I've been working together with these technicians over at, I was about to say MGM, over at the Grand Sierra.
Yeah.
They, some of them, I've known them from back in Hello Hollywood.
Really?
I mean, they are the same guys.
Yeah.
One of them came up to me the other day and said, today is my 32nd year.
Wow.
Here. And they're just phenomenal guys. And they really want to make it, you know, work for me. They're excited that I actually have a production, you know, there. And my lighting guy is also from, you know, back in that era. Mm-hmm. And there's all new lighting. There's all new, we're able to fly sets and do things that we haven't been able to do before.
Yeah, it's like you got a blank canvas and you're going to paint it.
Exactly right. The stage we are putting in, we bring in our own hardwood floor because of the tapping and the hard shoe Irish.
Right.
And to be able to pick up the sound. And we're, you know, creating our own stage. So that's a challenge, and but it's so much fun. And there's over 60 performers in my production.
Okay.
Over 60. So
this is going to be a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all coordinated through different directors. For example, Cammie Thompson
Cammie Thompson.
Well, this is her third year, I think, or fourth year working with me on this production.
Wonderful.
And she does a wonderful job. And then flamenco and classical dancers, and we have obviously the Irish dancers from the Reno Irish Dance Company. Mm-hmm. And we also have the Sierra Highlanders bagpipes.
Oh, man.
In the Scottish section, we have a quartet called Argenta, who are hysterical. They do a four-part harmony quartet.
Oh, sounds good to me.
We have fiddlers. We have the Silver String Kids, and we have another young fiddler too, Ben DeVort. We have tap dancers. We have so much in the show. We have a harpist. It's just, we normally, we changed our harpist this year only because at first our harpist was not available.
Okay.
And then what this opportunity opened up, oh my gosh, this young harpist came in, Regan O'Gallagher.
Okay.
She's amazing, and it just gives me chills to hear her. And so there's a lot of different parts in the show.
Wonderful. And then again, that show is December 7th, 8 p.m., Grand Sierra Resort. Tickets range from $25 to $55. Mm-hmm. You can get those tickets, GrandSierraResort.com. You can call 789-1115 or even go to your website for more information and maybe tickets, right? RenoIrishDanceCo.org.
Yeah, you can't get the tickets on my website. You can get them on the Grand Sierra website, Entertainment. However, I would suggest going to the box office yourself because you can get the discounts for seniors and children there.
Oh, right on.
In at the box office, or just call up 789-1115. Best way to get tickets.
Beautiful. And I want to stress, Reno Irish Dance Company is a 501c3. You are a nonprofit.
Yes,
so this bulk of this money is going to go to you and keep your programming going.
Keep the program going. And actually, it's really important. I wanted you to know, Ian, that the mission is to reach our community and educate and entertain everybody, all ages, with the traditional and new age of Irish and Celtic music and dance. But we do give young, aspiring young pre-professionals, actors, dancers, singers, and musicians in the performing arts the opportunity to be in a professional environment on a professional stage.
Right.
And that's what we combine
teaching
with
the youngins.
Yeah, teaching those aspiring. I mean, that's so aspiring, you know, for us and as professionals. But having them work in a professional environment with professional performers and artists is something that you can't just ignore.
Yeah.
When you have that opportunity for them.
Definitely. Yeah. All right, well, help them. Take advantage. Go to Siamsa, A Celtic Christmas, December 7th, 8 p.m. at the Grand Sierra Resort. And this is Amanda Coulson with the Reno Irish Dance Company talking right now. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, you too.
Thanks.